10 days ago, Suarez had turned on his brethren. Cordoba had not been present at the time. He had been in the caves, training a promising group of candidates. He had heard it said, however, that the librarian had snapped in an instant and fought with a strength surprising for his age. It had taken 3 of his battle brothers to restrain him, and even then he had struggled and cursed all the way down to the caverns. Cordoba was almost sorry to have missed it. He had not seen real combat in 3 years, not since Esteban had brought him to this emperor-damned rock to teach him patience. And of course, he had predicted this turn of events almost from the start. He had never trusted Suarez. The boy's mutation may not have been external, but this made him no less a mutant in Cordoba's eyes. He ought to have been executed for lashing out as he had, for the heresies he had voiced. In another chapter, he might have been, and Cordoba would have fired the killing shot gladly. Sergeant Esteban, however, had other ideas. The Crimson Fists, he had reminded his squad, were a depleted force, struggling for survival since the war against the foul orc Snagrod. They could ill afford to lose even one man, nor let it be suspected that their gene seed was corrupted. Esteban had been adamant that Suarez could be saved. As far as Cordoba was concerned, they were all now facing the consequences of that folly. Suarez would betray them again. Of this he had no doubt. Even if he could be overcome a second time, it was almost certain that the demon he had conjured could not be. Then, through his misguided attempt to save just one, Sergeant Esteban would have lost an entire squad of Crimson Fists, and most likely, a world as well.